with God's word. Today's God's word is on 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. 我们继续用神的话语来敬拜。今天神的话语在哥林多前书第四章一到五节。我在台上只会用英文来读，所以请读中文的弟兄姐妹，请自己看荧幕或者看自己手里面的圣经。1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human count. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I'm not aware of anything against myself, but I'm not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judged me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his recommendation from God. Praise God, we have Pastor Wong to be here today. Pastor Wong's sermon title is Support One Another. 今天很高兴黄牧师在我们当中。黄牧师正道的题目是互相扶持。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
各位弟兄姐妹，早安。
I'm so happy preaching here today.
我今天很高兴能够在这边向大家传道。
I consider this as a privilege.
我认为这是一个好处。
Before my sermon, let's bow our hand and pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Lord, as we come before you,
现在天父，我们来到你面前。
We really want to ask your Holy Spirit to help us.
我们求主你自己的圣灵来帮助我们。
As we proclaim your word,
当我们来宣扬你的话语的时候，
let your Holy Spirit touch our hearts,
让你的圣灵来触摸我们的心，
and give us a teachable heart so that we can respond to your word,
让我们愿意有一颗愿意受教的心，能够回应你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers, this is the first. I would like to thank God that you have found Pastor Tan.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们在这里特别要感谢神带来的陈牧师到我们当中。
And Pastor Tan, I also want to congratulate you that God has called you to come to this church to serve.
陈牧师，我也要在这边恭喜你，神带领你到这边来服侍这个教会。
This is indeed a joyful day for the church.
今天是大喜，教会大喜的日子。
And I'm honored to preach God's word on this occasion.
我今天很高兴能够在这边来跟各位讲道。
Now, as the new pastor comes to town,
当一个新的牧师来到教会的时候，
Normally, the congregation with high expectation for the pastor.
所有的会友都会有一个很高的期望。
And the new pastor will also have high expectation for himself.
新的教会，新的牧师也会有对这个教会有很高的期望。
Now, let me ask you this question.
让我来问各位这样一个问题。
If you know me, I love to ask questions.
你知道我的话，我在讲到的时候很喜欢问各位问题。
What are your expectations for the pastor?
你对牧师的期望是什么呢？
What are your expectations for the new pastor?
你对这个新牧师的期望是什么呢？
Some may say strong leadership.
有些人说要有很强的领导能力。
Some may say leading the church to grow.
很多人说要领导这个教会继续的成长。
Some may say, we want powerful preaching.
我们希望有很强的讲台。
Now, these expectations are common and fair.
这些期望都是很正常的，而且
I think that's what we normally expect of a pastor.
这是一般人都会对这个牧师有这样的期望。
There are nothing wrong about this.
这是没有什么错误的。
But sometimes I believe if we focus too much on the side of pastors' performances and talents,
但是如果我们把太多的重点放在牧师的天的恩赐以及他的表现上面。
We forgot that to God, there's something more fundamental for a pastor.
但是对神来说，我们可能忽略了某些对牧师更重要的部分。
What is more fundamental?
哪些是更重要的事情？
What's the most important thing?
哪些是最重要的事呢？
Now let's look at the first two verses of today's passage.
我们来看看今天所念的经文里面的第二前面第第一第二节。
Do we have the verses there?
请问。
Okay, let's read this together. Okay, in English or in Chinese, it's up to you. This then is how you ought to regard us, as servants of Christ and as those who entrusted with the mystery God has revealed. Now, it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Now, here Paul urges the believers in Corinth to regard them as ministers of Christ and those who are entrusted with God's truth.
保罗在这封信的开始 要求哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹 能够信任他 成为神忠心的仆人。
So basically, Paul sees himself as God's servant.
所以基本上保罗他认为他自己是神的仆人。
And as a servant, he knows he has a kind of duty to fulfill.
他如果是神的仆人, 他需要尽到义务。
And I don't know how do you see a pastor or how a pastor see himself.
我不晓得各位觉得牧师怎样，或是牧师他自己觉得他有怎样子的责任。
Now, although in a broader sense, every Christian is Christ's servant.
每一个基督徒都是神的仆人。
But to me, pastors are more considered or referred as God's servants or ministers.
但是很多人在很多时候，牧师事实上是在这样的事工上面成为神的牧师。
They are called to dedicate their life to serve the Lord in the church.
他们被蒙召来到教会里面，全世界来服侍神。
Now, if pastors are servants,
如果牧师是仆人,
if pastors are servants,
如果牧师是一个仆人,
what would be the most important character for a pastor?
什么是牧师最重要的品格呢?
Now, according to today's passage,
我们看到今天的经文,
it's simple,
很重要, 很简单,
it's being faithful,
就是要忠心,
it's being faithful,
就是要忠心。
Now, we Christians talk about being faithful a lot.
我们在基督徒的圈子里面经常讲到要忠心。
But what does it mean?
但是忠心是什么意思呢?
What being faithful means?
什么是忠心的意义呢?
The word carries the meaning of being dependable or reliable.
忠心就是说可以依靠、可靠，而且是有可以交付他责任的。
Now, in terms of relationship between a master and a servant,
如果我们看到 仆人跟主人的关系的时候,
and being faithful for a servant means that the servant is trying his best to fulfill what the master has entrusted him to do.
忠心的仆人表示他愿意把他的全部的能力献上来完成主人所交付他的使命。
And this is what a faithful pastor needs to do.
这就是一个忠心的牧师应该要做的事情。
Understand his calling and try his best to fulfill what God has called him to do.
清楚明白神给他的呼召，而且清楚的知道神呼召他要做的是什么的事情。
Now, these two should be really easy to understand.
这两件事应该是非常容易的了解。
Some of you are owners of a business, or either, you know, of a business.
你们可能是有些是商店的老板，或者是有不同的商业。
Now, when you hire an employee,
当你在雇佣雇员的时候，
what kind of person do you want?
你会找怎么样子的人呢？
Hey, I want a manager.
我希望找一个经理，
or even I want a waiter.
我希望找一个服务生。
What kind of person do you want?
你想找怎么样子的人呢？
Do you want someone who is dependable and reliable?
你希望找一些可靠可以信任的人吗？
Or you just want someone who is capable?
只是或者你想找一些能力好的人而已。
But he's not honest.
但是可能他不诚实。
What do you want?
你希望找这样子的人呢?
I think the answer is pretty simple.
我想这样的问题的答案是非常简单。
We want someone who tries his best to accomplish the task you have given him, right?
我们希望找到有些能够用他最强的能力来完成你交给他的使命。
And I believe this is what God wants from his servants.
这是神也对他仆人的要求。
We all know Mother Teresa, right?
我们都知道德蕾莎修女。
She once said, God has not called me to be successful.
他曾经说过, 神不是呼召来我成为一个成功的人。
He has called me to be faithful.
他是呼召我成为一个忠心的人。
God has not called me to be successful.
他并不要我做一个成功的人。
And he has called me to be faithful.
他只是要我做一个忠心的人。
And I hope you will remember this.
我希望你能够记住这句话。
Because this is a biblical truth.
这是圣经里面的真理。
In the Bible, if you study the Bible well, you know that God calls people to be faithful, not successful.
你如果读了圣经的许多圣经的人物，神呼召他们，并不是要让他们成为成功的人物。
Now, there are a lot of examples in the Bible.
也需要让他们成为一个忠心的人。我们看到很多圣经当中的例子。
Let's take Isaiah, the prophet, as an example.
我们来用 先知以赛亚作为一个例子。
Now, when God called Isaiah to deliver his message to the Israelites,
当 神呼召以赛亚去向以色列人 传递信息的时候，
He already knew that the Israel would not listen to Isaiah and his messages.
神早已经知道以色列人不会听先知以赛亚所对他们传讲严厉的话语。
Yeah, God already knew that.
神老早就已经知道。
But still, he sent Isaiah to deliver the message.
但是他还是差遣以赛亚去那边传递这样的信息。
Now, do you think Isaiah will be successful?
你觉得以赛亚他是一个成功的人，他会成为一个成功的人吗？
Do you think that Israel will listen to Isaiah?
你觉得以色列人会听从以赛亚先知的呼吁吗？
We know the result.
我们知道结果。
The Israel did not listen to Isaiah and his message.
以色列人根本就不听从先知以赛亚的。
So according to the world's perspective,
如果我们来看从世界上眼光来看的话，
Isaiah was not successful at all.
以赛亚根本就不是一个成功的先知。
But for God, it's different.
但是对神来讲是不同的。
Now, did Isaiah fulfill the task?
以赛亚是不是达成了他的任务呢？
Did he?
他完成了吗？
Yes, he did.
是的，他已经完成他的任
务。Isaiah successfully fulfilled the task by delivering the message.
所以以赛亚他很成功的把神交给他的信息传递给以色列人。
Yeah, take another example.
我们再拿另外一个例子。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督。
Now we all know the story, so I'm not going to repeat it.
我们都知道他的故事，我们不用再重复。
But when Jesus was nailed on the cross,
当耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候，
how many disciples actually were around him?
有多少个他的门徒在他周围呢？
We know that it's just a handful.
只有大
概 actually less than that.
连五个人都不到。
Again, for many people, Jesus Christ failed.
对许多世俗的眼光来看，耶稣他失败了。
Even to his disciples,
对他的门徒来讲。甚至也觉得他失败了。
Jesus Christ failed.
耶稣基督失败了。
He died.
他死了。
But we all know that our Lord successfully accomplished his task.
但是我们看到耶稣基督他成功地完成了他在世上的使命。
And actually because of that we have our salvation.
也就是因为这样我们有我们的救赎，我们得着的救赎。
Yeah, to many he was not successful at all.
对许多人来说他一点都不成功。
But to God.
但对神来说，
Jesus Christ was successful.
耶稣基督是成功的。
In fulfilling the task.
他完成了神所交付他的使命。
Now, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹。
If God calls people to be faithful, not successful.
如果神呼召你是来做一个忠心，而不是做一个成功的人的话。
I believe as God's follower, we should also expect our pastor to be faithful, but not necessarily successful.
我相信你如果是忠心跟随主的话，你会希望你的牧师是一位忠心的人，而不见得是一位成功的人。
And as pastors,
作为一个牧师，
we should also try our best to be faithful, not necessarily successful.
你也要尽力要成为一个忠心的仆人，而不见得是要做一个成功的人。
To me, I think that's fundamentally important.
这是在基本上最重要的一件事情。
Because if you don't understand that,
如果你不了解这件事的话，
we have wrong expectations.
我们对牧师会有错误的期望。
Wow, we have a new pastor.
我们有一个新的牧师。
5 years later, probably we'll have maybe double size of the church.
可能过了五年以后，我们人数可能会增加一倍。
We sometimes we think pastors as what? Superman.
我们有时候会觉得我们的牧师是超人。
I hope you can fly, but you can't, right?
虽然你不会飞，但是最好你能够飞。
Sometimes we have this wrong expectation.
有时候我们会有这种错误的期望。
And sometimes we think if God bless someone, he must be successful.
我们经常会觉得说，神如果祝福某一个人的话，他一定是一个成功的人。
But let me tell you that.
但是我告诉你，
this is not a right perception.
这不是一个正确的看法。
Because if you study the Bible,
你如果读圣经的话，
again, God calls people to be faithful, but not necessarily successful.
我们看到神呼召人是要当一个忠心的人，而不见得是要当一个成功的人。
Agree?
同意吗？
Okay, so I hope you all have right expectation for our pastor.
希望各位从今天开始就要对牧师有一个正确的期望值。
But as pastor, how do we know? You maybe ask me, hey, Pastor Wong, how do we know that the pastors are faithful?
那你可能会牧师可能问我说，你怎么知道说我们的牧师是忠心的呢？
Now, being faithful has many indicators.
那要成为一个忠心，可能有很多不
同的指标。There are a lot of things you can see someone is faithful.
许多时候，你可以从不同的层面看到有一个成是一个忠心的仆人。
Now, here are some. Let me just again take some of them.
我们举一些例子来说。
Talk about some of them.
那我们来看一下这样的指标。
It's very simple. A faithful pastor with heart. It's a hardworking. A faithful pastor is hardworking.
忠心的仆人，他很努力的工作，辛劳的侍奉。
A faithful servant always works hard.
他总是辛劳的侍奉。
Now I'm not talking about a pastor who works up to 16 hours a week, that kind of thing.
我们可能不是说这个牧师呢一个礼拜要工作六十个小时。
So pastor, don't worry.
但是所以陈牧师不用紧张。
But a faithful pastor is always well prepared for what he does.
忠心的仆人总是预备他所要做的服事。
He works hard for preparing the task.
他辛劳地为他所要做的事工来预备。
And he's well prepared in preaching, leading the Bible study, and other duties.
他为了他的讲道，他为了他所带领的查经，还有在其他的侍奉上面，他都忠心地准备。
He spent time on his ministry.
他花时间在他的服事上。
Have you ever seen a faithful person who's lazy?
你有没有看过有一个忠心的人，但是他是很懒惰的呢？
Again, if you hire someone, a waiter.
你如果雇用了一些服务员。
He said, "I'm very faithful."
他说我是很忠心。
I'm lazy.
但是我很懒惰。
So you know.
所以你就知道了。
So a faithful servant always works hard.
一个忠心的仆人总是辛劳的侍奉。
Second,
第二个
，a faithful pastor continues to develop his gifts.
一个忠心的仆人会不断的来发展他的恩赐。
A faithful pastor always wants to get better to serve our Lord.
当他在服侍神的时候，他总是想要怎么样子能够更忠心、更好的来服侍神。
Why？
为什么呢
？Why we always wants to get better？
为什么他想要做得更好呢
？Yeah, because pastor always believe our Lord deserve better.
因为我们的牧师，一个忠心的牧师，他总是觉得我们的神配得比这更好的一切。
So if I can get better，
如果我们能够做得更好的话
，I will get better。
我会。尽量的去把它做
得更好。Because our Lord deserves better.
因为我们的神配得这样的荣耀。
Agree?
同意吗
？Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And a faithful pastor set good examples.
而且一个忠心的牧师，他会树立好的榜样。
Now, pastors can really talk.
牧师很多时候很会讲话。
But a faithful pastor is not just the one who talks the talk.
但是一个好的牧师不光只是会说而已。
But he also the one who what?
Walk the walk.
Exactly, walk the walk.
他也会言行合一。
You don't want the pastor just, you know, just can talk.
你不希望只是一个嘴巴会说的。
He's a good teacher.
他是一个很好的布道家。
But then he's not a good Christian.
但是他生活上面没有见证。
Then we have problem.
那我们就有问题了。
So a pastor is not just a teacher, but he's also a servant serving among people.
一个好的牧师不仅是一个传道的人，他也是一个在我们当中每一个人的生命当中服侍人的人。
So when we look at the pastor,
所以当我们来看我们的牧师的时候
，we can say he set a good example.
所以我们可以说他已经为我们立下了一个很好的榜样。
If that is the case,
如果这是我们的样形式的话
，a pastor is a faithful pastor.
这个牧师就是一个好的牧师。
And then a faithful pastor cares about the benefits of the church.
而且一个好的牧师呢，他会为着教会的利益来着想。
Now, I mean that a faithful pastor doesn't care too much about his own benefit.
所以一个好的牧师不会太在意他本身的利益。
Yeah, a pastor needs to make a lot of decision in the church.
一个牧师在教会里面需要做各样的决定。
But when we think about issues, when we think about problem in the church,
但是当他看到教会里面有问题的时候
，we always think what is the most beneficial to the church.
他会经常想到说什么是对教会最有好处的。
When I make a decision,
当他做决定的时候
，whether it is only good for me or good for the church.
这个决定到底是只对我有好处，还是对整个教会有好处
？If the decision is good for me but not good for the church.
如果这个只是对我有好处而没有办法帮助这个教会的话
，and the pastor will not do it.
我们就这个牧师就不会去做。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because a faithful pastor always considers the benefit of the church.
这个忠心的牧人总是为着教会的利益来着想。
So, brothers and sisters, I really hope that you understand what a faithful pastor is.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，我希望你能够真正的了解什么是一个忠心的仆人，神忠心的神的仆人。
But again, how can the brothers and sisters help a pastor to be faithful?
但是我们教会里面弟兄姐妹要如何来帮助我们的牧师能够忠心的服事呢？
Can we help people to be faithful?
我们能够帮助人更忠心吗？
Yes or not?
可以吗？
No, we cannot help someone to be faithful.
我想这是有点困难，没有办法帮助有
些更忠心。It's hard. I shouldn't say it's impossible, but it's hard to do it.
很难去做。
Hey, Joran, I want you to be faithful. Let me help you.
Please.
王牧师他说答应我从今以后他要帮忙我能够更忠心。
But again, it's really hard. How?
我想很困难，很困难。
Read more Bible?
能够再多读一点圣经吗？
Pray more?
能够再多
学一点。We can do all these things.
我们能够做这些事情。
But it doesn't mean that we will be faithful.
但不保证你是更忠心。
But we can do something.
我们能够做事情。
We can do something to encourage him.
我们去能够去鼓励我们的牧师，让他更忠心。
Just tell him how much you appreciate your pastor's teaching and preaching.
你可以告诉牧师你多么的认同，多么的喜悦他，又借着祷告来帮，借着讲道来帮助你。
And tell him that you notice how much time he must have taken for preparing the lessons.
而且感谢他。他花上这么多的时间来预备他的讲章以及 教导的内容。
Hey, Pastor, I really got something from your teaching today.
告诉牧师说，牧师，今天我真的从你的讲道里面学到了一些东西。
And also, if you see some improvement in his serving,
如果你看到他的讲道、他的教导已经有不断的进步的话
，just tell him that you have noticed that.
你告诉他你已经注意到这样子的进步。
Hey, Pastor, your Cantonese is getting better and better.
你告诉牧师说你的广东话讲得越来越好。
Yeah, it's a kind of encouragement.
这是他对他一个鼓励。
And if you see your pastor set a good example,
你看到牧师已经为你建立好的榜样。
Just tell him that his example has a good influence on you.
告诉他这个榜样已经在教会里面产生了直接的影响。
You know, sometimes we Chinese are not used to say something like that.
那我们有时候我们中国人不太喜欢在嘴巴上面说这样子鼓励的话。
If someone make a mistake,
我们如果有些人做错事的话
well, we are eager to point that out.
我们马上就指出他这个人的错误。
Hey, I see something
mistakes. 我看到你做了什么事。
Let me tell you this.
我来告诉你啊，你。
But if someone does something really good,
但是有些人如果做了什么好事的话
，sometimes we don't want to say anything.
我们什么话都不想说。
We don't want him to get to be prideful.
我们不希望他这个人太骄傲。
To be arrogant.
我们不希望这个人因为太自
大。So it's better not say anything.
我们最好不要什么都不说。Yeah.
But actually, this is not a right attitude.
但是这不是一个好的态度。
Now, I'm not telling you to feather your pastor even you don't think so.
我不是在那边告诉你要拍牧师的马屁。
Yeah, maybe you think, well, his teaching is boring today.
明明他今天讲的就是不怎么有趣。
And then you, after the service, hey, I really enjoy your sermon.
但是在聚会说，哎呀，我今天听的真是好感动。
It's so great.
你讲的真好。
Don't do that.
不要讲这样的话。
That makes you a liar.
你变成一个说谎的人。
No, I'm not telling that.
我不是叫你做这样的事。
But if you really feel that in your heart,
你如果心里面真的感动。
You really appreciate him.
你真的感谢他所为你所做的。
Just show your appreciation.
你就把你的感谢对他表现。
And it will help him to, hey, when I am faithful, and it will help brothers and sisters.
你可以肯定帮助他肯定，我真的是在忠心的服事，我真的是帮助到我的弟兄姐妹。
And that's the point.
这就是我们今天要讲的重点。
So brothers and sisters, again, remember what you need to do. What?
各位弟兄姐妹，所以你要记得你要做什么
？To show what?
你要表现什
么 ？Yeah, to show your appreciation to your pastor.
要表现你的感谢，为你的对着你牧师表现你的感谢。
And being faithful should be a pastor's lifestyle, right?
你忠心的仆人是牧师的生活的指标。
That means a pastor should try to be faithful all the times in every aspect of his life.
所以我们期望我们的牧师是一生忠心。
But as a pastor, I know how many things a pastor need to take care of in a church.
但是我们身为一个牧师，黄牧师知道说，在教会里面，牧师有多少事情要照顾。
And sometimes it's difficult.
很多时候很困难。
There's a lot of things going on.
因为有太多的事。
But again, we need to be faithful.
但是我们必须要忠心。
And actually, there are three things in ministry that I think pastors should always try their best to stay faithful.
事实上在事工上面有三件事情一个牧师要忠心的。
What are they?
哪三件事呢？
They are caring.
要有爱心。
Preaching.
要讲道。
And teaching.
要教导。
Pastor must be faithful in these areas.
所以要有爱心的关怀，要讲道，要教导，这要三件事情要忠心。
As for caring.
关怀。
As Christians, we all know that love is the center of our faith.
我们看到我们爱就是我们信仰的中心。
God cares about us.
神爱我们。
And that's why he sent his only son Jesus Christ to come down to earth to save for us.
所以他差遣他的独生爱子来到世上为我们死，这是因为他爱我们。
And we call this incarnation.
我们叫这叫道成肉身。
I like this term.
我喜欢用这个词。
God became man.
神变成了人的样式。
And Jesus Christ became a man.
耶稣基督成为人。
And living among us.
在我们当中居住，与我们同住。
With grace and truth.
用恩典跟真理。
We have never seen God, right?
我们从来没有见过神。
But when we see Jesus.
但是我们看到了耶稣基督。
And we see God.
我们看到了神。
And I believe this concept is really important for a faithful pastor.
这观念是对一个忠心的牧师非常重要的一件事。
Because I believe a pastor should also care about his congregation like a shepherd caring for his sheep.
我相信一个忠心的牧师应该关怀照顾他的会友，就像一个牧人爱护他的羊群一样。
A pastor should not just serve in the office.
一个牧师，一个忠心的牧师，不应该是只有在办公室里面办公而已。
I loved your pastor's office.
你们牧师的办公室非常的豪华。
I shouldn't.
黄牧师很喜欢。
I shouldn't. This is greedy.
这样子的话，好像是。Talking to the deacons in front of me. 这有一点太贪心了，不能这样子。
Yeah, your pastor's office is really nice.
你们牧师的办公室非常的好。
But I don't want Pastor Tan to sit there too much.
但是我不希望陈牧师一天到晚坐在那个办公室里面。
Yeah, a pastor needs time to study.
没有错，牧师需要时间去学习。
To pray.
去祷告。
Yeah, he needs to spend time in the office.
他需要花一点时间在他的办公室里面。
But as a pastor,
但是他成为一个牧师，
I think it's more important to live among people.
他更重要是要他在要在所有的会友当中
to care about people.
去关怀所有的弟兄姐妹。
It's not just, you know, to fulfill our task here.
不是只有头脑的知识。
We need to fulfill our task here.
要关怀到每一个人心里面的需要。
And I know sometimes it's hard to care about people.
但是有时候很难去关怀到每一个人。
Or especially some people.
特别是某些人。
You know what I'm talking about, right?
你知道那些人是哪些人？
It's hard.
很困难。
But we need to.
但是我们需要。
And we have to.
我们有需要去这样。
Because this is God's command.
这是神给我们的命令。
Jesus tells us we need to love our enemies, right?
神告诉我们要去爱我们的敌人。
And we need to love our sheep.
我们要去爱我们的羊。
So we need to praise to God.
我们要感谢神，赞美神。
Give me a heart to care about my sheep.
让我们有这样一颗愿意关怀的心去看顾我们的群羊。
So caring is important.
关怀是很重要的。
We need to be faithful.
我们要忠心。
And preaching.
And 教导。
Preaching is a privilege for a pastor.
教导是一个牧师的恩典。
I always believe,
you know,
yeah, preaching is really a privilege.
是神给牧师的特别的福分。
Something like now.
就像现在。
Just think about that.
想想看。
I have this privilege to preach God's word to you.
我们就有这样子的机会，能够用神的话来教导。
I'm not a perfect man.
我们不是一个完美的人。
When I preach, a lot of things I can't fulfill it myself.
当我们在讲道的时候，我们很多时候我们自己做不到。
But God used me to proclaim His word.
但是神使用我们这样不配的仆人去宣扬他的话语。
Don't you think this is a privilege?
你不觉得这是一个很大一个福分利益吗？
So a faithful pastor, on the one hand, should never use the pulpit to achieve his own agenda.
所以一个忠心的仆人不应该在讲道的时候。用来去宣扬他自己个人的想法。
He should never use preaching to attack certain people personally.
他不应该用讲道来攻击某些个人。
Hey, I got this pivot. I got this chance.
我有这样子的特权。
So I can get back to someone.
所以我可以来 骂某些人。
You criticize me behind my back.
你如果在背后攻击我
，I'm going to shame you in the public.
我就在大众面前让你过不去。
That's terrible. If a pastor thinks something like that.
如果牧师他想的是这样子的方法，好像是很。
So we shouldn't use our preachings to attack anybody.
我们不应该用讲台来攻击任何人。
But on the other hand,
但是他同样的
，a pastor should never be afraid to speak the truth.
但是一个牧师不应该要惧怕把真实、把真理讲出来。
And even that truth would offend certain people.
如果这个真理，甚至说这个真理会。会让某些人生气失望的话
Sometimes when we speak the truth
当你讲出真理的时候
We will offend some people
有些人会生气
And although it's not personal
虽然不是针对他某个人
Some people will think it's personal
有些人会觉得说这是针对他
But it's okay
但是没有关系
As a pastor it's okay
对牧师来讲这没有关系
As long as we preach the word
如果你是传扬神的话语
It doesn't matter
没有关系
So don't be afraid of you knowoffending people
不要害怕去得罪某些人
Now I'm not saying you should offend people you know very often
但是不是在这边说你要经常的去得罪人
let the truth confound them
当让这些神的真理 来面对他
But also I know preaching is really difficult preaching is an art
讲道也是一个艺术很困难
really really difficult
很困难
and it's difficult to do it well all the time
hen难说每一堂道都讲得很精彩。
So sometimes, you know, for me, I preach some boring sermons.
所以对，王牧师
I confess.
王牧师讲说，有时候他的讲道也是不那么有趣。
Yeah, but it's okay.
但是可以的。
As long as I preach the truth.
只要把神的真理传讲出来。
Too bad today, maybe I'm not, you know, really that funny.
今天或许他讲的没有那么好笑。
Maybe you feel boring.
你觉得可能很无聊。
Maybe you feel bored. I'm sorry.Then, but it's okay.
但是这是可以的。
But try not to be boring every week, though.
但是尽量不要每个礼拜都很无聊。
I mean, it's our duty.
这是我们的责任。
To preach the word effectively.
是要有效的把神的福音传讲出来。
So we need to work hard.
我们需要努力的。
Whether we can achieve the result, that's a different story.
能不能达到成果，这是另外一件事。
Yes, sometimes we work very hard, but it's still boring.
我们有时候很努力的来写讲章，可是讲出来还是很无聊。
But again, it's okay.
但没有关系。
We need to be faithful. We need to try our best.
我们必须要忠心，我们要把我们全力摆上我们的全力。
May God's word changes people's heart.
因为神的话语能够改变人的心。
Teaching,
教导。
Now teaching is really close to preaching.
教导与正道是非常的相近。
And actually, in preaching, there's teaching. In teaching, there's preaching.
在教导里面有讲道的成分，在讲道里面也有教导的成分。
And although the ways of teaching and preaching may be different,
虽然讲道跟教导有所不同
，but they both are used to deliver God's truth.
但是两者都是用来传递神的真理。
And a pastor as a teacher and a preacher has great responsibilities.
神使用牧师当讲道的传道人以及教导的教师。他对他有很大的责任。
So he needs to study hard for God's word in order to teach others.
必须要在神的话语面前忠心研读，才能够去教导其他人。
So that's why I say sometimes we need to spend time in a nice office.
所以有时候我们需要在好的、舒服的办公室里面花一点时间来研读圣经。
To study the word.
研读神的话语。
Yeah, it's really important. We have to spend time on it.
因为我们需要花一点时间在神的话语。
So sometimes if you see Pastor Tan is in the office, close the door.
如果你有时候看到陈牧师他在那个他办公室里面把门关上。
He's not sleeping there.
他不是在里面睡觉。
He's studying.
他是在里面读圣经。
He's praying.
他是在那边祷告。
He's trying to be faithful.
他是要成为一个忠心的仆人。
So it's a praise the Lord.
我们要感谢神，赞美神。
And don't think, hey, why he always closed the door?
不要想说为什么他总是把门关起来。
Okay, so let us all remember this.
让我们都记得这些事。
And may our pastors also remember this.
也希望我们的牧师能够记得这样的事。
And let us all remember the charge that Paul gives Timothy.
我们看到保罗给提摩太的一些建议。
Let's read this together. Okay.
一起来读。不要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心
correct 用
百般的忍耐，各样的教训，
and careful instruction.
警戒人，劝勉人。
I think we all, you know, are familiar with this verse.
我相信我们大家都很对这段经文都很熟悉。
And it's important for a pastor.
对牧师来讲是非常重要。
Yeah, because we need to prepare in, you know, in every occasions to preach the word.
我们要在各样预备好，在各样的状况下都能够传讲神的话语。
And if someone says something wrong.
如果有些人说了一些不正确的话
，As a pastor, we have the duty and responsibility to correct them.
我们身为牧师，必须要有这样子的能力，而且要这样责任去指责他们、责备他们。
And if someone who does not want to repent for what he has done wrong,
如果有些人不愿意为他所犯的错误付上代价的话
，The pastor has duties to rebuke them.
牧师需要警戒他们。
And if somebody who's weak?
如果有些人他很软弱
，who's disappointed?
他失望了
，or someone who's doing right?
有些人他做的蛮好的
，we need to encourage them.
我们要劝勉他，要鼓励他。
And here he also said with great patience and careful instruction.
而且总是要有耐心，而且要很清楚的教导。
Pastor needs to be patient.
要用百般的忍耐。
Sometimes we don't have patience with our brothers and sisters.
有时候我们对我们的弟兄姐妹没有耐心。
How come I spend so much time, trying to tell you this and that, and then want you to change, but you stay the same?
为什么花那么多时间叫你要走到正路上面，要改变你过去的作为，但是你还是一样呢
？But let me tell you, it's normal.
但是我告诉你，这是正常的。
It's not abnormal. It's normal.
这是正常的反应。
Changes take time.
需要花时间才能够使人改变。
What we need to do is to be faithful.
我们必须要忠心。
Now, let me ask you this again. Let me ask you a question again. Will a faithful pastor be loved by his congregation?
我再问你一个问题，一个忠心的牧师，他的会友会不会爱他呢？
Well, yes and no.
是或是也是不是。
Yeah. Well, more often than not, yes.
许多时候是的。
But this is not always the case.
不见得每一所有的时候都是这样。
This is not always the case.
不见得每次都是这样。
And I believe that all pastors know this truth.
我相信每一个牧师都知道这样一个真理。
It doesn't matter who you are.
不管你是谁。
And it doesn't matter what you do.
不管你做些什么样的事。
You will not please everyone.
在教会里面，你没有办法取悦每一个人。
Now maybe when you come to the church.
当你来到教会的时候。
They make a vote.
Vote. 他们可能要投票。
Maybe it's 100%.
可能是百分之百。
But once you become their pastor,
但是你成为他们的牧师之后
，I can tell you, you will never get 100% positive.
从此以后，你再也不会得到百分之百的支持。
But it's okay.
但是可以的。
Now it's okay.
可以的。
Yeah, there must be some people in the church who don't like you.
或许在教会里面有些人不喜欢你。
And even try to criticize you.
甚至有些人要批评你。
And maybe even stab you in the back.
甚至有些人会在背后捅你一刀。
So what are you going to do?
你要做什么？没办法。
Well, the second half of today's passage may give you some comfort.
希望今天的经节能够给你一些鼓励。
Let's look at it.
我们来看一下。
Yeah, the second half of today's passage.
今天的下半段的经文。
Again, let's read this. I care very little if I'm judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself.My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the law who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the law comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motive of the heart. At that time, it will receive the praise from God.
我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事。连我自己也不论断自己，我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义。但判断我的乃是主，所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，写明人心的意念。那时，个人要从神那里得着称赞。
Now we all know that Paul is Jesus Christ's faithful servant.
我们看到保罗他是一个非常忠心的仆人，神的仆人。
Actually, to us, he's super apostle.
对我们来讲，他是超级使徒。
Now, if you want to find super apostle Paul is,
你如果想要找一个真正的超级使徒的榜样，保罗就是。
Now, but if we really study the Bible, especially Paul's letters in the New Testament,
我们如果查考保罗书信在新约里面的话
，Did everyone, every believer love him?
我们是不是看到每一个所有的信徒都很爱他呢
？No. Actually, we notice that he's also criticized by some of the members in the churches.
他甚至连在教会里面都有些会有在批评他。
For example, some members in the Church of Corinth.
或比如说在哥林多教会里的某些人。
But what is his attitude? What's Paul's attitude?
但是保罗的他的态度是怎么样呢
？Actually, his attitude basically is well.
对保罗来说
I don't care much about this criticism.
他说我不在乎这样子的批评。
He said, although I have clear conscience.
他说我有很清洁的良心
，But it doesn't mean that I am right or I am perfect.
不见得我是正确的，我是完美的。
And who is going to judge me ultimately?
谁要到最后要审判我呢
？And who is going to judge us?
谁要来审判我们呢？每一个人呢
？We all know that.
我们都知道。
God is the one who will judge us.
但是判断我的乃是主，神在最后会审判。
God is the one who judge us.
神会审判我们。
So Paul said, "Why do I need to bother with people's criticism?"
保罗说，我何必在意其他人对我的批评呢
？Isn't that a great attitude?
这是一个很好的态度。
He is indeed a super apostle.
他真的是一个超级使徒。
A super pastor.
一个很好的牧师。
Because I know.
因为我知道。
How difficult it is to ignore people's criticism.
是非常不容易去轻看别人对你的批评。
As a pastor, when someone praises you or appreciates you, you feel so happy and comfortable.
身为一个牧师，当有人来赞美你、来感谢你的话，你觉得哇，真是很舒服、很好。
You want to embrace this.
你就觉得真是很想拥抱那个赞美你的。
But if somebody criticizes you,
但是如果有人来批判你的话
，That's different story.
这是不同的，就不同的。
And then you walk like this.
又垂头丧气。
And you sleep like that.
你每天睡觉的时候辗转难眠。
Right? It's hard.
很难。
But it's the right attitude.
但是这是一个正确的态度。
I mean, it's the right attitude not to care about the bad criticism.
我们必须要把这些判断、这些批评都认为是极小的事。
As long as you are faithful.
只要你是忠心。
As long as you have clear conscience.
只要你有清洁的良心。
And indeed, a faithful pastor is not always right.
是的，一个忠心的仆人、忠心的牧师，不见得是每一件事情都是对的。
Maybe he has a good conscience.
但是他有。清洁的良心
，but he and he's always trying to do the right thing.
而且他要努力的要把每件事情都做好。
But again, it doesn't mean that he's always perfect. He's always right.
但是他不见得每件事情都能够达到完美的地步。
And brothers and sisters,
所以各位弟兄姐妹
，if you know that your pastor has the right motives,
但是你如果知道你的牧师是有一个好良好的动机出发的话
，even though his decision may not be the best,
虽然说他有时候做的决定不见得是最好的。
Try not to criticize him too much.
但是不要对他有太多的批评。
Pray for him.
为他祷告。
Pray for him.
为他祷告。
I think actually that's the best approach.
事实上这是最好的方法。
You know, sometimes when you criticize someone,
有时候你在批评论断某些人，
it makes it harder to have him change.
你事实上是使他更难产生改变。
So the better way is to pray for him.
最好的方法是为他祷告。
And be patient with him and show a little grace.
而且要有忍耐，要对他有恩典。
Yeah, we Christians talk about a lot about sins.
我们基督徒经常谈到许多很多事情。
We are sinners.
我们都是有罪。
But we forgot there's actually more important part in our faith.
虽然我们很多人都有罪，但是神更看重我们对他的信心。
There's one part is more important in our faith.
这对我们的信仰来说，这是更重要的一部分。
What's that?
有一部分。
Yes, exactly. Grace.
恩典，是神是看重更多的恩典。
We have sins, but we have grace.
我们有罪，但是我们有恩典。
So we need to be more grateful.
我们必须要更懂得感谢。
Gracious.
要感激。
To treat our pastor.
要来这样子来对待我们的牧师。
And remember this.
要记得。
One day.
有一件事。
One day you will be also judged not by others.
有一天你不是要其他人来论断你。
One day you will also be judged by God.
你要被在神的面前 神要来判断你。
So we must be very careful as well.
我们要必须要很小心。
Let me use 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 12 to 13 to encourage you.
我们用提撒罗尼迦前书五章十二到十四。
Let's read this together again.
我们一起来念。
Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them the highest regard in love because of the work. Live in peace with each other. Now here Paul encouraged the brothers and sisters in the church to acknowledge those who work hard among them.
在这里保罗鼓励帖撒罗尼迦教会人要敬重那些在你们当中劳苦的人。
Respect who care for them.
要就是在主里面治理你们的人。
Respect those who admonish them.
也要那些劝诫你们的。
And those are the pastor in today's context.
那些就是对我们今天来讲，就是今天在教会里面牧师。
Yeah, the word acknowledge is actually translated from the Greek word to know.
Acknowledge 呢，就是敬重，事实上就是认识的意思。
Now some version translate it as appreciate or respect.
事实上就是感激敬重的意思。
And it doesn't matter what kind, what translation you prefer.
不管你是用哪一样的翻译。
But you grasp the spirit of this verse, right?
你就听到这样子话语里面的意思。
I believe that in the church, the congregation, the pastor must support one another to build up the church.
我们相信在教会里面，你的会众与牧师应该要彼此互相尊重，彼此互相支持。
And indeed, the pastor must learn to be faithful and be a good shepherd.
没有错，牧师要。学习要怎么样忠心，要成为一个好的仆人。
But the congregation also needs to learn to respect the pastor and follow his leading.
同样的，会众也要敬重牧师，要跟随牧师的领导。
And if you support one another,
你们如果彼此互相支持的话
，I believe that God will bless this church.
神会祝福这个教会。
And you will experience something great in this church.
你会经历到神在这个教会要做的大事工。
Now, finally, let us.Summarize what we have talked about.
所以我们最后来对今天所说的做一个整理。
First, we need to have a right expectation from a pastor.
所以我们要对神，对神所神的仆人，我们的牧师要有好的、正确的期待。
We shouldn't focus too much on the success of a church in a secular sense.
我们不应该用世俗的成功的角度的水准标准来看这个教会。
Instead, we should encourage the pastors to be what?Yes, to be faithful.
你要鼓励牧师成为一个忠心的
仆人。To be faithful, and also the pastor needs to learn to stay faithful in different areas.
牧师也要学习在各样不同方面要学习更忠心。
The areas in caring, preaching, and teaching.
关怀、讲台、还有讲道、还有教导。
And the congregation needs to learn to appreciate what the pastor does and respect him.
会友也应该要学习怎么样子感谢，而要。支持牧师的服事。
Pastor Tan, this is a great church.
陈牧师，这是一个很好的教会。
You are surrounded by a group of wonderful deacons who are united and willing to work with you.
你的周围有一群很好的执事，他们非常的同心，他们也愿意与你同工。
And your staff,
还有你的同工们。
They're capable.
他们很有能力。
They're dedicated.
他们很愿意摆上。
And hardworking.
而且很努力工作。
I can assure you that many pastors will admire your resources here.
相信有很多的牧师都要很羡慕你现在有的这样子的支持。
My sincere prayer is that the Holy Spirit will grant you great wisdom to lead the staff.
我相信我们求神他的圣灵赐给你这样子的能力，能够有这样子的智慧，可以带领在这样的同工及执事一起服事。
A great wisdom to work with the deacons.
也赐给你智慧，可以与执事们一起服事。
And great wisdom to care about the congregation.
而且有智慧，可以去知道怎么样去关怀每个教会的弟兄姐妹。
And I believe your church will be used tremendously by God to share His glorious gospel.
我们相信神会在你的会使用你，在领导这个教会来为他做更大的事工，来宣扬主的福音。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for your calling.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你的呼召。
We know that each one of us is called by you to be Christians.
我们知道，我们每一个人都是蒙召成为基督徒。
So God, let's be faithful.
求神帮助我们能够成忠心。
Be faithful as a pastor.
让我们让忠心的成为主牧师。
And be faithful as Christians.
也能够忠心的成为主的基督徒。
Let's work together to build up your body.
让我们一起同工建立主的身体。
Let's glorify your name together.
让我们一起荣耀主你的名。
And our purpose is to give all the praise to you.
让我们能够把一起的荣耀，一切的荣耀全部都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen. Amen. We